Well, we haven't played Summertime yet.
Oh, better do that. One of the great ones.
Now, you fellas can strum along quietly and let me and Richard kind of forefront this, would you?
In other words,
Michael,
shut
be sure and fill in the bass on this.
Me and Cal, we got it.
Wait, I got to fix a wire. Don't nobody pick. One more. Sadie got it plumb out of tune there, Richard.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Catfish are jumping, and that old cotton is high. Your path is rich, and your mammy's good looking. Come on, honey, now go to sleep. Hush, little baby, honey, don't you cry. Hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Doc Watson, Richard Watson. Thank you, Richard. That was beautiful. Man.
David, I believe I made up for my mistakes.
I believe that was about as beautiful as it gets. We got two more songs. Charles Welch knew Merle when they were just young boys. So he's known Merle as long as anybody here. And what you got for us, Charles?
Well, I'd like to say that I met Merle not through music. We went to school together. I met Merle when I was probably 14 or 15. Merle's, you know, about that same age. I remember when he got his first car.
What was it?
It was just a beautiful 1965, a brand new one now. It was a 1965 Galaxy 500 Ford.
Right.
I mean, just a beautiful car, red.
Red.
Yeah, had the big V8 motor, and it was just a, you know. And I'm gonna tell you, for a teenager, you know, to have a nice ride was something else.
And how much was gas?
I think it was like 50 cents a gallon. No, 32 cents a gallon or something. But Merle was such a neat person. I was about 16, and Merle said, "Listen, why don't you ride up to I think it was College Park, Maryland, Doc." He said, "Why don't you ride up with me and Dad to a festival?" And I said, "Golly, I don't know. I didn't have but like a couple of bucks. I'm a teenager in high school." And I said, "I don't know, Merle. If it takes money, I won't be able to go." And he said, "Oh, no, you won't need any money." He said, "You just go and help drive a little, and it'll be fine." And, I was just sitting here thinking, the both of us were teenagers, and Doc headed out with us in a, you know.
No, I wasn't afraid to ride with our boy.
I know.
No time.
Yeah.
He was a careful driver, especially when his pappy was with him, and I didn't fuss at him.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Merle was a very responsible person.
He loved his mama, and he didn't want to wreck and half kill himself and worry her.
Well, actually, I said, "Mom, I'm going to, if you don't care, I'm going to ride up to Maryland with Doc, you know, Doc and Merle." And she said, "Well, I believe it'd be okay. Merle's I know he's a responsible kid. I'm probably a little more responsible than myself. But, yeah, Merle was just such a cool guy and such a big heart, and I know he had many professional friends, but he also had many non-professional friends like myself, and he never forgot them. You know, it might be 3 or 4 years that I wouldn't see Merle because I moved away to work, and Merle was touring with Doc just every day, you know, and. You know, we would run up on each other, and I know you guys remember the firm handshake and the nice smile and, "Hey, how you doing?" You know, that deep voice that Merle had. And I remember when Richard and Karen were kids. And, I remember when Richard was born. And I'll say one more little thing, and then I'll ask Doc to pick a tune with me. I finally did learn 2 or 3 chords over the years, but actually I'm a construction worker. I think Rosalie told me this one time. Someone asked Richard who I was, and Richard was a little kid, and he said, "I don't know. It's just somebody that Dad pals around with." And so, you know, that's good enough for me, palling around with Merle. Yeah.